You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Simons missed it. Pistons rebound, and the Celtics will let them kill the rest of this clock.
Well, great battle. Only thing I would say is it felt like the officials in the third quarter kind of got in the way, but Pistons 100% earned this win.
Yep, chapter three of this terrific season series goes to the Pistons. First time a team has won on the other team's home floor. Pistons 112, Celtics 105.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI, jam-packed Would You Rather Wednesday. If you missed any of the Would You Rathers, they are up now on the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Take it with you wherever you go. It's free. It's easy. Use the rewind feature. Hear Keefe's top 10 movies.
Very controversial. Very controversial.
He just counted them down. You've tweeted those out as well, right?
Yep. Put them out there at Keefe21. Try to get them up on Instagram as well, at RichKeefeWEEI. But yeah, 10 best movies I saw all year.
Okay. So go check those out. We'll have Mike Vrabel on the way at 1 o'clock. We have the best of Jones and Keefe continuing at 12:45 with our random ball players. Been every Wednesday at high noon. We also have Justin Turpin from WEEI in studio. We call it Pure Hoops with Turp. What's up, Turp?
What's up, guys? I like the hair, Rich.
Thank you. You're not alone. Yeah. I'll tell you, I've gotten a lot of positive feedback. Maybe the most positive feedback, actually, now that I think about it, that I've ever received.
I can't think of anything more positive.
No. So I got to keep it now.
Got to keep it going.
Got to keep the do.
I noticed it on the clips yesterday. I was like, dude, this
really looks popping good. Off yesterday. Yeah. Thank you. Hey, see? A lot of compliments.
Turp. What is it? What is
my
that?
My cat calls on my way to pick up the kid yesterday.
Gonna get the wolf whistle ready. Yeah.
Construction workers are just like, hey, whoa! Hubba, hubba!
Yeah, I'm not a piece of meat, you know?
Jeez.
Yeah, no, the hair does look good. Feels good. I've never had this much confidence.
You can't go back to a hat.
Never.
I don't think you can.
Burn all my hats.
Yeah, you kind of have
a hat
to.
Burning when I get home.
You kind of have to do that. How you feeling about your basketball team, Terp? Nice winning streak of, what was it, 5 games going into these last two. They were beating a lot of the top teams in the Eastern Conference, Cleveland, New York, Detroit. Last two, they lose at Milwaukee in a frustrating one without Giannis. And then their last game out, a loss to Detroit, which I think on some level makes sense. Detroit's a good team. On another, it's a game where they have the lead and Jaylen Brown can't make free throws. So how are we feeling about the Celtics?
I feel like we're seeing some of the issues that might have been masked during that win streak. And I look more than just the five games. I look at the eight games that they played when they went 7-1, and seven of those teams were against that had 500 records. You kind of look at that, and they shot 41% from three over those eight games. And now you're starting to see that kind of drop down a little bit, where you're seeing those three-point shooting droughts that they've had the last two games. So I think a little bit of that was shot luck when they were on that win streak there, and I think you are starting to see that come down a little bit.
Jaylen Brown's streak that he has been on has been pretty impressive. You know, he did miss a bunch of free throws, and that's sort of one of his, I guess, Achilles heels, right? Like, he's never been a great free throw shooter. There's been times that, you know, late in games he's missed clutch free throws. But, you know, not to whistle past that or ignore that, he has been on quite a run. And you were on this. We gave you credit. A few weeks ago, even 3 weeks ago maybe, you were saying he was playing like an All-NBA player. And then since then, I feel like he's gotten even better from when we were talking about this.
Yeah, and he's doing it on both ends of the ball. Yeah. I know he's not picking up the best players on the floor anymore. And that's kind of another aspect that I'm really interested to see when Jason and Jaylen get to play again for a full season. Because in the past, it's been Jaylen Brown picking up the best player on the opposing team. And now it seems like you have guys like Jordan Walsh and Hugo Gonzalez that can do that. So he doesn't have to carry that burden. And he couldn't do it this year just with what they're asking him to do offensively. It would be way too much to ask him to do both. But what he's doing offensively is just impressive. I mean, he's one of the best mid-range shooters in the league, one of the best isolation players in the league. And the playmaking, too, has been just terrific to watch. And that's something that people have been kind of critical of him for the last couple of years, and for him to see like that growth has been really encouraging.
You're not concerned about the free throws?
No, the free throws are certainly a concern. And I know he's been shooting better this year, but you can't miss seven in a game that you lose by seven. Like, you make even five of those and the game's completely different. Like, you know, that can't happen. And that's the mental thing. And Keith alluded to it. Like, that's been an issue for him for years to come. And, you know, you just can't whistle past the graveyard on that. Like, that, you know, that has to improve.
So my issue with it, I guess, is, and Keith brought this up the other day, you can hide it if you're up 3 points at the end of a game and you can run a play for Pritchard on an inbounds to send him to the free throw. I'm not worried about that. But if you're down a basket or two like they were the other night, and now Jaylen's getting touches because he's your best offensive player, I'd hack the crap out of him. Like to me, without Tatum, it's a more exposed flaw. But this, if Jaylen fancies himself as a franchise type of player, I don't know that you can be with a free throw shooter like this, unless you're like Shaq in his prime or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know if you're at the point where you start hacking him just to send him there, because he's not that bad of a free throw shooter.
No, but he's like, what? He's in the high 70s, mid 70s now. He's 71 or whatever for his career.
Yeah,
I'd rather have that than his mid-range game.
Especially a guy that's driving to the hoop, that's looking for calls. Because remember, a couple weeks ago, he wasn't getting any calls, and he made it very vocal. He was frustrated about that and was asking for calls, and now he's getting them, and he's getting put to the line more, and he's not making those shots. So if you're going to want to get to the line, if you're going to want to score that way, you got to score when you're put on the free throw line. So that is one area of his game this year that you can really kind of critique, because the rest of it, it's been great. I mean, you're going to look at the turnovers, right? But for a guy that's handling the ball it's kind of tough to judge him on those. And if you look at the minutes he's playing, how much he has the ball, he slots in pretty average with some of the other guys, the high-volume ball handlers. So I'm not as worked up about the turnovers as other might be, but the free throws are something he needs to improve.
NBA.com does their MVP ladder, and they update it. And so the last, I think it was updated, was on the 12th, so less than a week ago. And they had Jokic number one. They had Shai Gilgeous-Alexander two. They had Luka three. They had my guy Cade Cunningham four. And then Jaylen Brown number five.
Oh.
So it feels like, and I know, you know, Jason Tatum has probably jumped up to like number three some years?
I think that's the highest he finished.
Highest he's finished at the end of the year, right? Was third.
Right.
So, I mean, like going into the year, there were a lot of questions about like Jaylen Brown, and it was a combination of like, you know, getting the respect he feels like he deserves or being the player that he thinks that he is. He's made comments about sacrifice and this, that, and the other thing. And it's like, I don't really know if you can ask for much more than that. And as long as the team still wins at a decent clip, he's probably got a pretty good chance to stay in the top five, don't you think?
For sure. I mean, the way he's playing right now.
I mean, I feel like sorry to cut you off. But like, I feel like Jokic and SGA, it's another tier.
It's
like a tier. Right. Then there's like an empty tier, and then there's everybody else. And that would have been the case probably with Tatum, too. But I'm just saying, like, for Brown, like, I don't know. Like, to this point through the season, he's pretty much accomplished what he said he was going to do and what he was hoping to do.
And it's just night in and night out. You expect him to come out and drop 30. And he's averaging almost 30 this season.
Oh, he was minus money for 30 the other night against Detroit.
Yeah,
I know that.
And I was like Tatum territory from the last couple of years.
Yeah, Tatum MVP finishes, by the way, and I'm sorry, Terp.
Yeah,
four six, going so back
four,
the last four.
So top four was the top?
Yeah.
Brown has a chance to be top four guy.
According to that, Brown's right in fifth, that Tatum territory, yeah.
And if you're looking at it, just taking a step further, like, I think a more realistic expectation would be All NBA, first team All NBA, and if you're looking at guys like Giannis, probably aren't going to reach the eligibility of the 65 game threshold. And there's a couple others in there. Maybe it's very early, right? It's not even Christmas yet. And that's
if Austin Reeves hits that mark, though, you got to compete with Austin Reeves.
I mean, he has been terrific.
That's a machine.
He's been great.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, you're looking at it like there's no reason he can't be All NBA first team this year.
I mean,
he's just given what they expect every night, and he's been terrific.
We were talking about this yesterday. Who do you fear the most in the East if you're the Celtics? Or I guess put it another way. Who's the best team in the East? Is it Detroit? Is it New York? We were kind of arguing about this yesterday. New York, by the way, NBA Cup champions. Congrats to them.
Not raising a banner.
Oh, they're not going to?
No,
oh, I hadn't seen that. Mistake. That's a mistake.
Good for them. Also makes LeBron look even worse. So great job, Knicks.
They hang a banner for everything, but they're not going to do it for that.
Yeah, I think that's a mistake.
Like the top of MSG is just all these like crummy banners.
Yeah.
Like Atlantic Division champions. Like, nice.
Yeah, I know. This is probably just as impressive.
Just put that up.
Billy Joel drove his car into another house, something like that. Like they put the banner up there.
Big WrestleMania moments.
Who is the best team in the East?
I still think it's New York. And I've been kind of pretty consistent with that, where I think they are the best team. We saw that last year. Obviously, they ran into the buzzsaw that was the Indiana Pacers. But when this team is healthy, I think they're the best team in the Eastern Conference. I know people look at Detroit, but I think that team still has some figuring it out to do. And the Celtics have played them tough both. Obviously, they are two of the three times. Even the first game where they lost, they played them tough. But I still think it's New York. I think that team, just they have so much talent. I think they're really starting to click now under Mike Brown. The only issue with them is they can't win on the road. So it's once they figure that out, they'll kind of separate themselves. But they're a really impressive team.
I think Cade Cunningham's the best player between the two teams, but maybe he just doesn't have as much help, right? Like, and you even saw it last night or the other night when they were playing. Like, I feel like if you really have to, like Derek White or somebody on the Celtics in a crunch time, like they might be able to slow down Jalen Brunson because of his size. Like maybe, like he'll get his points. Obviously, Brunson's very good. But I feel like I'd take my chances with that matchup than Cade Cunningham. Like there might be part of that where something Cade Cunningham does on offense, where you just kind of put your hands out. You're like, I don't know, like what are we really supposed to do? So he has that part of it, but I don't know if he has like a Karl Anthony Towns, Mikal Bridges kind of 2-3 with him.
Right. The Knicks have a lot of talent. Like that's just the reality of it. Yeah. And last year they weren't really healthy. This year it's been kind of catching up to them. Now they're starting to get healthy. But I think the answer is the Knicks. I think Detroit's up there as well, but it's still wide open. Like there's no team. Like last year you kind of have this conversation, it's just Boston or Cleveland. Like those were the only answers. And if you're looking at the Western Conference, it's Oklahoma City. Like that's the only answer. And for the Eastern Conference, really any of the top five teams have kind of a case. And you know, that's just how wide open it is.
We've talked about Anthony Simons as a potential trade chip. Not that they do it, you know, today, I don't think, although he's eligible to be traded now, right?
Yes.
So, I don't know, where do you think they stand with him? He was part of a closing lineup the other night against Detroit. Where do you think things stand with Anthony Simons and his fit in Boston?
I still think it's a weird fit, and he's been very underutilized. I mean, he is one of their top four just pure scorers, pure like bucket getters. Like you're looking at Jaylen Brown, obviously up there, Peyton Pritchard, Derek White, and then I'd put Anthony Simons, but the bench scoring just hasn't been there, and he's the one that kind of needs to lead that charge. And if you were to be sitting here on December 17th and say Anthony Simons only has four games, I believe it is, over 20 points, I feel like that'd be a little bit of a surprise. And, you know, it's just been kind of a weird fit for him here. I don't think he's kind of adapted to the role as well as people would have expected him to be. But, you know, it's kind of disappointing.
What does that mean? On the court or off?
On the court.
Okay.
On the court. On the court. Off the court. No, off the court. Like, the group seems pretty tight and all that. But on the court, it just feels like, you know, going from that primary option in Portland to being kind of a minimized bench role.
And there's more emphasis really on defense here.
Right.
You know, not to, you know, I don't really know what's going on in Portland, but just from the sense, you know, when you would watch them the last few years.
Billups liked overs.
He did. Yeah, that's true. Different kind of approach for those guys. You know, I think it was a few games ago, before they'd lost these last two, they were third in the Eastern Conference. And it was like, look what's happened. Look at the pace that they're on now. And then when you look at the standings, and it's only 26 games into the season for them, but They're a half game back from the 3 seed in the East, but they're also one game up on the 9 seed in the East. So it seems super competitive with Toronto, Orlando, Philly, Cleveland, Atlanta, and Miami. Like, out of that group and like the amount that you've seen them, do you feel like they're on the top end of that group? Or as we play more games, there's how realistic is it that they slide down and a team like Cleveland starts to, you know, really put it together?
I mean, I was saying last week that I think Cleveland's going to turn around. Like, are they?
Yeah,
like,
maybe not.
Kind of
I mean,
mess.
They've played a bunch of games.
Just not the team we expected them to be. I think Orlando's really starting to get it going. I think Toronto's starting to slip back a little bit. And you see they might have been punching above their weight class early on. But I think, you know, we've been kind of consistent. Yeah. Us three have all kind of had them as a top six seed.
Top
the Celtics,
six.
That is. And if you're looking at it, like Detroit, New York probably stay up there. Who really slides in below those, like, those two? It's wide open. And I don't think it'll be Toronto. Like, the Sixers, no. Orlando, I'd probably say yes. And I don't know. We keep banking on Cleveland turning it around, but they've shown no reason why they should. And it's Oz Mobley.
Like, the East is wide open, which I agree with. And, you know, the Celtics should be a top six seed. I don't rule out, based on the games against Detroit this year and based on the games against New York, they could win a series against one of those teams. And those are the best teams in the East. I wouldn't pick them head-to-head in a series against those teams, I don't think. I mean, tell me how they're playing.
Well,
going
and also,
into it.
Not to get too far ahead.
But that's not crazy to say the Celtics could pick off a series from New York or Detroit. And those are the two teams where, like, those are the best two teams in the
East. But if you're the 4, 5, or 6, you wouldn't even play them in the first round.
Good point.
You know, so you'd play somebody else, one of those teams I just mentioned. You might open up with Orlando or Toronto. And then you're like, okay. And that's whether Tatum comes back or not. Let's get our weekly Tatum update. Where we feel on Jason Tatum right now?
It's still the same. I mean, honestly, they didn't have any practices here last week, so we weren't really able to see much of them. So it still seems like there's just no limitations from what he's sharing, from the little clip, the snippets of practice that we've seen that he's there. It's just there doesn't seem to be any limitations. Mm. And I mean, I still think sometime in February, before March, I think, like, you're going to see him this year. But again, how much pressure are you going to put on him? Like, I think it's unfair to expect him to come back and be an All-NBA player. Like, yeah, it's still going to be Jason Tatum. And just gravity and his playmaking and all that, yeah, like, he'll still be a good player. But to expect him to come back and be an All-NBA player, playing 35 minutes a night, whatever, that's not going to happen, right? It's kind of, it's a rehab state. That's what it is. And, you know, the expectation this year was you weren't really competing for a championship. And they made that clear in the offseason. So just getting him on the floor, getting him reps, letting him relearn his body and get over that mental hurdle, I think that's more important.
But if they're the 3 seed without him and he comes back, I'd start looking at least a run to the finals. Like, I'd start looking at that. I don't know if they could take down OKC.
No. But, like, yeah, the way the East is.
But if you're the 3 seed without him, even if you're not getting vintage All-NBA Jason Tatum, I'd start looking at it and going, yeah, they can beat
New York. I mean,
they
could do it without him. Like you were just saying. Like,
right,
you
the
just,
way it's
you
set
just
up.
Look at the standings. Like, they can beat Detroit or New York. Like, they don't need him to do it.
February 8th is the date.
February 8th, he might be back.
The timestamps.
But who'd also
according
thought
to
that,
Drew,
like,
Voice of the Celtics, that was a report. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. No, but yeah, February 8th would be the day. Yeah.
But even like the idea of them being a buyer at the trade deadline is something that, you know, I don't think we really discussed or thought about as the season. You're like, oh, it's a year. It's going to be Jaylen Brown's show. Tatum may or may not come back. But it's like,
every game they win, and the closer they get to the 3 seed, Bill Chisholm like pounds a fist into the desk. He's like, crap. I have to buy. I have to invest in this team. He doesn't want to do that.
They need to get a big.
They definitely do.
As good as the small ball lineups have been.
Yeah, but will they add or will they use Simons to get that and now it all kinds of nets out? Maybe they even shave some salary. Like,
that's the $1 million question. I think, like, you're okay trading Simons if it nets a return of a big because you need it. Like, again, like, no disrespect to Josh Minot. He's been great at what he's doing, but he's not a center.
No, but the point is, I think you could have both. Like, if you really wanted, you could have both. If we weren't worried about the luxury tax and saving the new owner money, you could have both. That'd be easy.
I think Simons is your most intriguing trade chip, though. And I think if you're looking at this team with Jason Tatum back and it's a long-term view of it, you're probably more inclined to trade Simons than a guy like Sam Hauser. And I think because he fits in so much better with Jason Tatum. So I think if you are going to make a trade, the most intriguing chip that you have is Anfernee Simons.
Okay. He's Justin Turpin. Check out his work at WEEI. He joins us every Wednesday at high noon. We call it Pure Hoops with Turp. Give him a follow on Twitter at Justin M. Turpin. Turp, good stuff.
All right, guys. Maybe
thank
I'm going to know that next week, too.
Yeah. I didn't hear anything about my hair when we were talking.
He didn't like your hair. Yeah,
well.
Yeah,
he doesn't like your hair.
I understand. Turp.
I got the new do. Feeling good.
Feel good. Feel good, take good. Is that a good
That's
takes
what it is.
Come from the the good feelings. Uh-huh. Okay. Every Wednesday with Pure Hoops, rather, with Terp. We will get to our best of random players coming up. End of the hour. We have Vrabel at 1 o'clock. Let's circle back to the Patriots. Tom Curran, very much fixated on Josh McDaniels, the comments from Mike Vrabel about the offense and Josh McDaniels, and he doesn't know if McDaniels is going to be back. That's what he told Keefe yesterday. We'll circle back to that right after Trending with Bill.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
As Tommy Curran yesterday, and I think the backdrop for all of it is pretty important.
Yep.
Number one, Curran says he's not going to ask Vrabel about this at the podium today. I hope someone does, though.
I hope somebody does.
It doesn't have to be Curran.
I know.
I hope someone does when Vrabel hits the podium a little after 1 o'clock. You'll hear it live here on Jones and Keith.
Looking forward to that.
But just how this all went down yesterday, and if you just saw the social media clips, and a lot of people have, and, oh, this is what makes Boston toxic. Look at these idiots. They lost one game.
I mean, look at these
they're
idiots
about,
is fair. But,
they're talking about Josh McDaniels and his future. Overreaction. Toxic sports talk radio. Fine. But just understand how yesterday went down. We started the interview with Curran, asking him, who do you blame more, offense or defense? And he's like, well, defense. But did you see this answer from Vrabel about Josh McDaniels on the Greg Hill Morning Show? We're like, we did.
And he's like, are you guys talking about this?
We mentioned it.
Yeah, we are.
And he's like, are you guys talking about it? Did you talk about it? We spent a lot of time on it on our podcast. We're like, okay, interesting. So we kind of had a back and forth with him about that there. We were re-listening to some of this today before the show late in the interview, after a lot of McDaniels talk in the beginning, which we asked none about. It was all just brought up by Curran.
I know.
Later in the interview, you asked him, would you take McDermott or Vrabel?
Yeah, who's got the coaching matchup in that game?
And he's like, well, Vrabel, but this McDaniels stuff.
I know.
Like, to the point where Keith is like, well, now I got to ask, and great job by you.
Thank
you're
you.
Like, is McDaniels going to be back next year?
Right.
And Curran says, I don't know. Now, in fairness, that's not no. That isn't. But it's also not, well, yeah, he's definitely back, guys. They're a top 10 offense, and they just scored 31 points. And
if you don't get a definitive answer, like, that also tells you a lot.
Well, that's what I think.
Yeah,
but to everybody who says we're turning a nothing story into something.
Well, so here's also where I would go.
Curran could have said,
right.
Yeah, it's top 10 offense. They scored 31 points. Guys, they're 11-3. What a stupid question.
Yeah.
That's not what he said. He said, I don't know.
So I think, you know, for some of the fans out there, they're like, hey, it's one loss. Like, why are we even talking about this? It's
I don't know.
There's been like little examples all season long of this type of stuff. And
true
I think
too. Yeah.
There's also, you know, I'm sure there are some fans of the Patriots that are like, nope, Mike Vrabel wanted Josh McDaniels. He hired Josh McDaniels. That was his guy. If that's how you feel, I don't really know how to spin it any other way.
Like, I would disagree with those people, but if that's how you feel, that's how you feel.
Because we heard all this stuff about Tommy Rees, who he was with in Cleveland, Todd Downing and Thomas Brown, who, by the way, are on the staff.
Mm-hmm.
I think another good way of looking at it is Josh McDaniels has been a head coach multiple times. He's been in the league a really long time. He has a lot of quote-unquote people, right? Does he have any of his people on the staff?
No.
He does not.
Well, not that I know of anyway, no.
In his entire time as offensive coordinator with the Patriots in the whatever eight stints that he's had here, was he always also the quarterback coach?
Yeah.
Is he now?
No.
Okay, so things are very different, and it was very obvious that Robert Kraft wanted McDaniels here. He made sure that he didn't leave for Indianapolis that one time. He's brought him back multiple times. He loves McDaniels, very clear, and that's fine. He's had a lot of success with McDaniels. He also wanted Vrabel. I don't know if those two necessarily wanted each other, but it's working. They're 11-3. Drake May's playing really well, but it doesn't mean that Mike Vrabel thinks the offense is running perfectly or maybe one of his guys could do a better job. That could all be true.
Yeah.
I don't know. People seem to be making this more complicated.
Belichick
than it is.
And I don't know if you paid attention. Belichick and Brady won a ton too, and they couldn't stand each other by the end. These guys have just won some regular season games, and I'm not saying it's like necessarily bad personally between the two of them. That I can't speak to.
Yeah, no.
Although I can't imagine Josh was thrilled that they've lost three games this year, and after two of them, Vrabel came out and he's like, "Well, yeah, there might be too much on Drake's plate after week one." That was our first game together, and Vrabel played into that. Vrabel played into it. Again, this was not a media creation. This was a question to Mike Vrabel. Is there too much on Drake's plate? Yeah, there might be. Shot at Josh.
Yeah, we got to look at that.
That was the first loss.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you have this latest one.
Can only run so many double passes that gain 13 yards.
You think Josh likes that? So, like, I have no idea what the personal relationship is.
Vrabel is funny.
But, like, yeah, and Vrabel might just be busting balls or whatever. So why does he have an issue with Josh? I don't really know. My sense is it goes back to what you just said. Vrabel, way back when, there were reports he wanted Tommy Rees in Cleveland. They elevated him, and he didn't get him. And so when he didn't get his guy, he probably said, okay, fine, I'll go along with Kraft's plan.
Yeah, I don't think
to bring in Josh McDaniels. That's my guess.
Yeah.
So I think it goes back to that. I also think Vrabel, to use Mark Schlereth's words, and I was reminded about it by the text line earlier.
Stink?
He's a salty biatch.
He did say that.
After some of these games, I just think he is sensitive or a baby. He's willing to blame the refs. And so if he's willing to go there and play the ref game, which most of our callers do, he's just like a caller to WEEI. He'll blame Josh McDaniels too.
Yeah.
And it's an easy scapegoat, and it's not his guy, and he has no real connection to him. And I think it's probably some combination of all that. Vrabel's a baby after these losses. I don't necessarily think it's the worst quality in the world, but he's a baby and sensitive after these losses, and so he lashes out at the guy who he didn't hire in the first place.
Yeah, sometimes he can be a salty biatch, you know.
Yeah, you know that. Yeah, I just feel like, you know, Vrabel's come in and for the most part has gotten what he's wanted, right? Like, he's gotten, you know, basically Robert Kraft was like, we're keeping Elliott Wolf, but you can reassign him, right? Like, he doesn't have any power, but like, we're keeping him on staff. I like him. And we're bringing in Josh McDaniels. And then maybe to a lesser extent, like Jeremy Springer, right? He's also a holdover, special teams coordinator. But pretty much everybody else Vrabel has worked with in some capacity. In one of his jobs, he has worked with them, brought all these guys in, overhauled it, overhauled the roster. And so, yeah, I think any of those guys, when they were sort of told what to do in a certain spot, maybe they're going to push back a little bit.
Yeah.
And this is his version of pushing back.
And I think McDaniels, by the way, is also pushing back. And I think that's where all the Diggs stuff came from yesterday. Like, all of a sudden, Steph Diggs, who ripped apart Buffalo earlier.
He's been a
this
great
year.
Teammate. He's been a really good player, and he dominated Buffalo. And now we're like, he's running the wrong routes.
Now he doesn't know the offense all of a sudden.
He forgot the offense?
In week 15. This is not Chad Ocho-Cinco not picking up the offense or Donald Hayes back in 2022 or whatever.
We've seen that.
This is a guy who I feel pretty confident at one point this year knew the offense. And he magically forgot it the day that Josh McDaniels is getting a lot of criticism.
I feel like from day one he's had good chemistry with Drake May.
That's what I think. Yeah. So, I don't know. Is the offensive coordinator under a little fire? And then as people talk to him, as people in the media, the McDaniels mafia, they talk to him and they go, well, yeah, you know, Mike's calling you out. And, oh, by the way, you know, you guys didn't score in the second half. What was up with that? And he goes, well, Diggs didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And he looked lost out there. When we had to go to him, he wasn't running the right route.
Yeah, we're calling the right plays.
And I think there's like, some of that. So it's like, yeah, the Patriots are 11-3. And, yeah, they should still win the division and probably be the two seed.
They should for sure win the division.
I think they're going to win against Baltimore. But that's a think.
Oh, they're three-point dogs.
They are. They are going to beat the Jets and Dolphins, especially with what's going on in Miami. I actually want to get to that in a moment. We touched on it earlier. We can get back to it in a minute. So I don't think they're in like a terrible spot. But then they lose one game and the finger pointing is all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Vrabel at the OC. The OC is at Steph Diggs. And like Diggs talks today. Is he already talking? When do they have open locker room? Diggs talks today.
I don't know.
Like, let's see if Diggs points the finger at anybody.
Yeah.
He hasn't done that yet this year.
No, he hasn't. I'm telling you, you don't want to rope him into this.
Emphasis
this is
on
a mistake.
Emphasis on yet, because he's done
125
it.
125 for locker room.
Thank you. He's okay. Good. Right in grab bag. We might have an explosive Diggs comment for all I know. So, like, if Vrabel points the finger at McDaniels and McDaniels points the finger at Diggs, who's Diggs going to point the finger at? And it's like, yeah, they're 11-3.
Yeah.
They're way ahead of schedule. But they lose one game. They lose for the first time in 84 days, Mike Vrabel. And the finger pointing starts? What does that tell you?
Yeah. He doesn't like to lose.
Nope. That's one read on it. The other read is it was all held together by a long winning streak, and it's ready to come apart.
That's why you got to start another winning streak.
Well,
you
better get going. I wouldn't mess around with it on Sunday night. I can tell you that. Meanwhile, we mentioned the Dolphins. Tua has been benched. This was forecast by Mike McDaniel earlier in the week.
Yeah.
But Tua has been benched. It's probably, well, it's going to be Quinn Ewers this week. It'll probably be Quinn Ewers in the season finale when you get him. So even if you don't beat Baltimore on Sunday, which I think would say a lot more about your ability to win a playoff game and go on a run and get out of the AFC, but even if you lose that game, you beat the Jets and Brady Cook in week 17 and the Dolphins and Quinn Ewers in week 18, you're going to win the division.
Yeah. Yeah, because they can lose to the Ravens and still win the division.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it, but you can.
No, it's not ideal, and they haven't lost two in a row all season, so you don't want to start now, obviously. But, yeah, because of the tiebreakers and everything else, and it would be the division record, so you'd need the Bills would have to win out, which they might, but I'm not picking that either. And then they would have to lose to either those two quarterbacks, which seems very unlikely. And the Miami game is here. It's not even going to Miami. So, yeah.
The Dolphins, by the way, are like, they're benching Tua. So McDaniel might be feeling it again. The team's been playing for him. But McDaniel might be, he's like, yeah, I'll bench Tua. Oh, by the way, we're cutting Matt Judon, which we're getting texts about.
No,
this.
I don't want
Matt Judon back?
No, they're fine. They don't need him.
Honestly, you mentioned Elliott Wolf earlier. Like, Elliott Wolf, the one good thing he did was that trade.
Yeah.
I guess undrafted trade. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Although I think that was more of a craft thing.
It probably was.
But him trading Judon, I was very against that at the time. Score one for Wolf, maybe the only thing you could score for him.
Yeah, nice job, Wolf.
I want nothing to do with Matt. They need an edge rusher. I want nothing to do with Matt Judon.
No, thanks.
The time to get an edge rusher was, as we said in real time, the trade deadline.
Yeah, could have done it.
That was the time to get one.
I think Judon's basically been only playing special teams for him.
No. He bounced off Jonnu Smith on a play on Monday night. I saw it. And I was like, who is that? I'm like, oh, crap, that's Judon.
Did he have good sleeves?
Jog away from him in the Dolphins game.
yeah, right.
He's like, I'm good here.
Yeah, you notice him because of his stupid bright orange sleeves. Oh. Like, yeah, I want nothing to do with him. If you wanted an edge rusher, the time to do that was the deadline.
Has he been able to
not
do a
the
sack
Dolphins
dance
scraps
this year?
I haven't
has
seen
it.
Has
he had a chance to do the sack dance this year?
Probably not. To use Wiggy's word, it's disrespectful. That's sack dance is what that is.
Yeah.
617-779-7937.
No, he has been held sackless. Sadly.
He, on pace for a eunuch season is what they call that. Out of Matt Judon. Franco is in Lynn. Go ahead, Franco.
What's up, guys? Happy holidays. Great show.
It is.
Real quick, Keith, I got on the Death Star. It's not worth $1,000, but I got him that Titanic of Christmas. I think a big part of it is, what if, you know, they have a really good, successful year, Vrabel wants the credit, more of the credit, so maybe this is a way of him saying, oh, yeah, we've had some issues. Yeah, it was all me. It wasn't him. you know, in case, you know, let's say they do go make it to the Super Bowl and win, he wants to be able to be the guy that says, yeah, this is all because of me.
It was the credit game. I could see that.
A little bit of credit game, yeah. I think a lot of guys are that way. You wouldn't be the first.
I was bracing for a Keith Hare compliment is what I was bracing for there when he said, hey, Keith. I was
like, here
we
Lego
go.
Death Star.
Here we go.
$679.99 for the Lego Titanic, by the way.
Lego Titanic?
Should we add to the list?
Does it come with a Kate Winslet and a Leo? Are they in there?
A steamy car? They come with that, huh?
Paint me, Jack. Paint me like your French girls.
That old lady, is she in it? It's like it's just the ship.
That's Kate Winslet.
Oh, it's just the ship.
Every time I click on it, it keeps telling me to log into Lego.com, so I can't really see what's going on.
Got it.
That's future Kate Winslet, yeah.
No, I really wanted the Lego Death Star. No, was it the Death Star? I wanted that.
The Death Star.
A lot of bad reviews on it.
Oh, boy.
A lot of bad reviews.
Keith, you can't listen
from
all.
From Lego people, Lego heads.
You can't listen to all the online reviews.
I was like, I don't think I want it.
I personally tune out a lot of online reviews. Yeah, I wouldn't read those.
Except about my hair.
Yeah.
Those are very positive.
That's true. Joe's in Lowell. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I don't know if I am buying into this rift between Vrabel and McDaniels, but if there is, could it stem from that Vrabel doesn't respect Josh because of the way he handled themselves in the past with flaking out on the Colts, with getting kicked out of L.A. or the Raiders at the time, with completely dismantling the Broncos? And he just looks at him as, and now Josh is back, being like coming back to his comfy zone. And maybe Vrabel just is like, guy, maybe he just doesn't respect him.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that. I think Vrabel knows that it's hard to be a head coach in the league. And he looks at that as like, yeah, there's two good examples, him in Denver and him in Vegas, like how hard it is to be a coach. And then the Colts thing, he really can't hold that against him because it was Robert.
The rivalry is back on.
You know, it was Robert Kraft that went in there and made him the highest paid coordinator, and he changed his mind. So I don't think so. I wouldn't think that he really. Look, honestly, I don't even think it's like a personal thing. That's not the guy he hired.
He might not respect Josh McDaniels.
No, maybe, but I'm not. I wouldn't say that.
But I think that's low on the list.
Yeah.
Even if he doesn't respect him, I think there's other issues going on. A credit game. It wasn't his pick.
Right.
You know what? He's lashing out. I would have all that stuff on the list personally. Higher than that.
Well, think about this. Mike Vrabel's biggest issue in Tennessee was that he didn't have control over the roster. Right?
Yeah.
Like they traded AJ Brown away from him. So, do you think he wants control of a team or does not want control of a team?
I would say wants control.
Yeah, I think so.
So, I mean, and by the way, it's not beneath Vrabel to take shots. They were actually needling about this on Monday. About his comment about Bass Pro Shops and Patriot Place and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, like, Vrabel's taking shots at Kraft, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Then he got traded.
He constantly was feuding with his OCs in Tennessee.
Yeah, he had a bunch of them.
And now...
He went through a bunch of OCs down there.
I think he at least hired a bunch of those.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't even know if he inherited any of them. I think he hired all of them.
In this case, this is one he didn't hire.
Right.
And now what? He's not going to feud with the one he didn't hire when he feuded with the ones he did?
I don't know.
Pay attention to his track record just a little bit. 617-779-7937. We got more of your feedback coming up. Speaking of Vrabel, he speaks live shortly after 1 o'clock. You'll hear that live here on Jones and Keefe, and we'll continue our best of series, best of the random ball players.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Yes, we'll continue our best of here on Jones and Keefe. If you missed any of the best movies of 2025, Keefe tweeted them out at Keefe21 on Instagram as well. Use the Odyssey app to go hit the rewind feature and go back and listen to the top 10 movies brought to you by the hashtag Dork Minute. Best of Jones and Keefe this year. Meanwhile,
yes,
we also are going to get to our best of random baseball players.
That's right.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
So I have one that we can play right now. Also, I want to go over some of the ones that we have used multiple times. And okay. That may be my fault. Also,
I don't know who else's fault.
People point this out often. They're like, why don't you guys come up with a master list of all the names that you've used? Well, credit to a listener of ours named Reynaldo who did that for us back in January. And I stopped filling it out. It was just too much work for me.
Did you ever fill it out? You didn't. So you never started.
Yeah,
you read it and then never started.
I go, this is a great idea. Thank you. And he's like, I got you started. So he went back from September 27th of 2024. And then he went through. It's on an Excel spreadsheet where he had the name of the player and who got it right.
Wow. So a very detailed spreadsheet
all the
going
way
back to September of 2024.
To January 17th of this year. Including Placido Polanco.
Nice.
BJ Surhoff.
Wow.
Friend of the show, Jeff Cirillo.
Oh, Jeff Cirillo was in there.
Jeff Cirillo was the sixth random player we ever had.
So I guess we had Cirillo more than once.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I knew that at the time. I knew that when we got him the second time for the Fantasy League.
Imagine if he was the ninth player. That'd be crazy.
For $9.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, how'd you land on $9?
Yeah.
Also,
he's undercutting all the people at 10. Yeah. It's a smart business move, actually.
Mickey Tendleton was on here. Nice. Orlando Merced was on here, which Ken in the Twitch chat got. That was a long time ago. Ken was in the Twitch chat.
Wow, good job, Ken.
Yeah. All right, so some of the random ones. Do you want the multiple ones, or do you want to try to guess this one right now?
Well, I just think it's amusing that this guy probably sent that on January 17th, and you were like, hey, great.
Stop right there.
Thanks a lot, Reynaldo, and then never did anything from there.
If somebody else wants to keep adding,
pick up the mantle and go back and listen to a year's worth of podcasts, we'll take the clicks.
Yeah.
Those are clicks we'll take.
You're probably wondering, have we used Shin Soo Chu before? Yes.
Answer
have
for
we
sure.
Used Tony Womack, obviously. What about Mike Blowers? Yeah.
You think we just used Tony Womack again like a week ago?
Probably.
Yeah, okay.
He's a good player.
I think we should. So what is the idea here? You're going to quiz us on one we've already had?
I think we've already had this guy. Let's see how quickly you can get it or not get it.
Because this happens.
This is also your fault.
No,
you guys don't even know.
This is our. No, it's like a double. Ooh.
You've had Phil Nevin like four
Phil
times.
Nevin, good one. Raul Labanya. So yeah. I think it's the Raul Labanya's Award. When we do the Dork Awards, when we do the Jones Akeefe Awards, we should do the Raul Labanya's Award for the random player used the most.
You have reused people multiple times, but you've stumped us both times. We learned nothing. We learned nothing from the whole process. We just got re-stumped.
The one time I think you actually were onto it, you were like, we've had him, it's Jeff Cirillo. And then it led to him doing our fantasy order.
Hell yeah.
All right, so let's go with this guy. He's a pitcher who pitched for the Braves, Tigers, Orioles, and Rockies, right-handed pitcher, one-time All-Star, third in the Rookie of the Year.
Uh-huh.
Only 8 years in the majors, from 07 to 14.
Where was he an All-Star?
He was an All-Star with the Braves. He was also a Rookie of the Year bronze medal finish with the Braves.
What year?
08. Cup of Coffee 07, but 08 rookie. No. 2011 All-Star.
Not Kevin Millwood?
Kevin Millwood. No, he played way shorter than Kevin Millwood.
Yeah, I was about to say Denny Nagel, but it's not the right era.
It's not Denny Nagel. He did make $10 million.
That's it?
Well, he didn't play a long time. Oh, boy. He also...
We're about to get re-stumped, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had this guy before?
No nickname.
Here's a new one.
Scott Boras had him.
Only got him $10 million.
Yeah, I know.
Boy, that's kind of a fail by him.
He went 14-10 in 09. He had a 3.72 career ERA.
Wow, nice player.
Really nice. So useful player.
8 years has to be a hint. That has to be a hint.
I mean,
you say that, but it's never a hint.
It's a fact of the matter.
No, it's a hint, though. It's a hint.
Yeah. Right-handed pitcher, 6'1", 210. Not a hoss, but not a little baby either.
Very, very forgettable.
Normal.
I'm cheating and looking.
Do they have it?
I don't think so.
People are usually waiting for this.
It's a good point. They're not prepared for this.
We kind of sprung.
They can't plug it into ChatGPT. They're not ready for it.
If you don't normally catch our last hour of the show, you're missing out on some stuff. No nicknames. Nope. No nicknames.
I got nothing. Who is it?
Jair Jurgens.
He got it.
Except we didn't. I do
Jurgens.
Actually. I actually do.
I think it was Jurgens.
Yeah.
Jared Jurgens.
Yeah.
So my favorite multiple use guys, I think recently was Junior Spivey. I was blown away by that when he said we've used Junior Spivey twice. Yep. Tony Womack, similar player. We've used him. Raul Labanez was the first.
Yes.
That was a big time name. I'm trying to think. Was Kevin Millwood a multiple time
name? No, we had Millwood. I'm just trying to think of Braves pitchers.
Nevin
we had.
Definitely was.
Phil Nevin, for sure.
Was a big one.
Jason Worth.
Big repeat offender. Jason Worth, we did one once?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, I don't think so.
I thought that was only once.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, well.
I think I got...
We can't even figure out which would be
that
twice.
That was January of this year.
Yeah.
Jones got it right.
I was going to say, that is one that I thought I got right. I was about to say that. Okay,
here's some of the stumpers. You want some of the stumpers?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Actually, we're going to get to Mike Vrabel. Glenn Allen Hill, nobody got. Nor Bip Roberts.
What a game. Bip Roberts.
What a game.
I do feel like, hang on.
Jurgens. Yeah, text line might be behind, but somebody on the text line did get that.
I don't
know
if Arcan's tuned in this early for a random ball player.
Nobody got Reggie Sanders. That was shocking. Terry Mulholland. We did use him twice.
Yeah,
once this week.
Yeah, of course we did. Of course we did. Yeah, that makes sense.
The 1 year anniversary for when we choose the same guys every calendar day.
I feel like it's Groundhog's Day.
Nobody got Matt Lawton.
Ken getting Orlando Merced in the Twitch chat. What a power move.
That was a power move.
Good job, Ken.
Nobody got Johnny Peralta. Okay. Nobody got Bob Tewksbury, who was an assistant coach on my baseball team for 2 weeks. I think we scared him off.
Fitzy might have gotten that one.
Oh, yeah, maybe, actually.
Tewksbury?
Yeah.
I think so.
No, he didn't.
Nope. Not according to this
document. According to the sheet.
Yeah, not according to Ronaldo. Although I hate to question
that time.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to do a random football player in the grab bag today. No, we're not.
Yeah, obviously. No, that's Thursday. Don't confuse. You're making it worse than it needs to be. Today's a ball player.
I confused myself. We'll get another ball player coming up.
Maybe we'll get one of Jair Jurgens' teammates. Jurgens.
Just do it again.
It's Jair Jurgens.
It's still Jair Jurgens. Okay, Mike Vrabel is scheduled to speak shortly after 1 o'clock. You'll hear it live here on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime.
Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.